Danny goes through the legal pad searching for the perfect profile for his next design. What he's looking for is the ordinary, the relatable, the perfect victim that will make his readers think and feel it could have been them. Someone who does everything by the book. Someone who doesn't deserve to die, as if deserve had anything to do with it. He rips out pages. All the candidates with criminal records are those who are too loud in the community. He can't have his readers confused with hate, revenge, jealousy, or gang violence. There can be no hiding place for the reader. They need to identify with the victim. They need to be able to see themselves in the story, or it fails. It just doesn't work. And as he searches for his one-size-fits-all profile, his fingers fumble over a name. John Michaels. A person with two first names. Fantastic. He glances over his surveillance notes. 9 to 5, award-winning teacher, single, townhouse with a white picket fence. Doesn't really deserve to die. Perfect.